What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are closed. We need to get some news out there and some commentary about what's going on. Now, the founder of Gab, CEO Andrew Torba, has been banned from Y Combinator's directory and community after several members of the group claimed that Torba's defense of Donald Trump made them feel unsafe, which is ridiculous. It's Hillary's supporters committing all the violence. It's Trump supporters who are getting beaten up. But in the twisted little worldview of the liberals, oh, I feel unsafe because I've got somebody who likes Donald Trump around me. Well, you know the old saying, location, 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 and they really ought to be paying attention to what they're doing before they do it. Because California is just one of a few states where discrimination based on political affiliation or activity is illegal, and Torba has got one heck of a lawsuit on his hands. So, now the other day we were talking about how votefraud.org had gone through a database of voters for this election and determined that at least 3 million non-citizens voted in this last election, overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, because that's who they were soliciting. Remember, Obama came on out and said, yeah, you illegals, go ahead and vote. It's your right to vote. No, it isn't. Illegal non-citizens are not allowed to vote in our elections. 3 million of them did. So you got to knock that 3 million off of Hillary's vote total before you start screaming who won the popular vote. Then there's the dead voters and the computer switching voters and all the rest of that. Now, there's another group. Now, votefraud.org is affiliated with the Cincinnati-based Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. They've been around since 1996. They didn't just pop up today. They're joining with an organization out of Houston called True the Vote, and I've heard about them. They do a lot of good work. They are now filing legal action against everybody who allowed non-citizens to vote in this election. I hope it achieves a class action status, and it ought to. Now, somebody just sent me a couple of screen caps about how the media are still dragging their feet regarding the final election result. And as of right now, even though Michigan ended its election officially and declared Trump the winner over the weekend, it's still not showing up on the displays, whether it's Google or CNN or whatever. And Associated Press has just decided they're not going to declare an outcome for Michigan while there's a possibility there might be a recount. They're going to sit on the totals and wait for something to happen. Now, I'll tell you right now what's going to happen, and this is based on the rioting. Hillary Clinton doesn't dare ask for a recount in Michigan or anywhere else. In fact, we've already seen, she is not making any mention of election fraud. Because if she were to launch an investigation into election fraud, it's going to reveal that Hillary's campaign was the overwhelmingly guilty party in all this election fraud. 3 million illegal immigrants, 1.2 million dead people. And all of that. That's why she won't go near that issue. She's trying to reverse the election by creating an armed insurrection in the streets of America, aided by George Soros. Now then, despite all of their apology and really we did wrong and you can come back and trust us, the corporate media are still playing all their games. Apparently, Donald Trump gave an extended interview to CBS News, which included a very powerful message to all those rioters and protesters. And CBS edited the interview to focus on Obamacare and any other ways that they could make Donald Trump look bad. Now, CBS had, obviously, the ability to release these clips and help calm down the violence that took place over the weekend, but they refused. What part of the election is over does corporate media not yet understand? And they're still out there trying to say, well, Hillary won the popular vote. That's not how our elections are being run. or Donald Trump would have run his campaign differently. In fact, Donald Trump has come on out and said if the election were based on total popular vote, he would have focused his campaigns in New York, Florida, and California, and won even larger outcome. Donald Trump was playing by the rules everybody agreed to play by. He wasn't going after huge vote totals. He was going after electors, and he won them. Now, with regard to that caller talking about internal versus external polls, it is very obvious that in the closing days of the campaign, the internal polls were showing that Hillary was in trouble. We're seeing a story that's being reported in the Daily Mail. You're not going to see it here in the United States media, but over in the Daily Mail, they're reporting that there was apparently a big, huge fight between Bill and Hillary Clinton over just why her campaign was struggling. And it apparently ended with Bill Clinton so angry, he literally threw his phone off the roof of his Arkansas penthouse. And Hillary, of course, was out there trying to blame FBI Director James Comey for the slump in her polls. And I have a message to Hillary Clinton, and I know she has people monitoring this show. If Hillary Clinton and her staff had been following the rules and regulations, there would have never been an FBI investigation in the first place. You did this to yourself. Deal with it. Now, we're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we're talking about politics in this second hour. We are not taking phone calls because I got a lot of material that I need to get through today. Now, there's another report that's come on out in a couple of different outlets. Political Insider for one, NorthCrane.com for another. Remember how on election night Hillary Clinton failed to come on out and do a concession speech? She did one the next morning that kind of, you know, dressed in purple, and she was an hour, 8 minutes late for that one. And it's being reported that Hillary had a full-on violent meltdown on election night, described as straight-up Hitler in the bunker, and apparently physically assaulted Podesta to the point where Hillary Clinton had to be physically restrained. Now, remember what we said about her out-of-control temper and what a danger that would be for that kind of a temper to have the keys to the nuclear weapons? This only validates it. Apparently, a CNN reporter who was there is saying off the record, CNN's not covering it, but yeah, there was a physical assault by Hillary Clinton against Podesta. Now, Obama is out there acknowledging that Hillary Clinton is to blame for her own loss, but he's still dodging the issue. You know, Obama's out there saying the Democrats have to reevaluate how they reach out to voters, especially those not living in big cities. That part is true. If you look at the map of the voters, Republican versus Democrat, Hillary was concentrated in all those cities. All those liberals, all the places where election fraud is real easy to do. You can't get illegal immigrants to vote in the rural areas, because in the rural areas, everybody knows everybody showing up at the polling place. They're going to realize a strange face has walked on in claiming to be somebody that they aren't. So they focused on the cities. But that still is ignoring the real issue. And I have a message to soon-to-be former President Obama. Hillary's reach toward voters, while clearly flawed, is not why she lost. She lost because of Benghazi, election fraud, the secret private server with classified material, using the Clinton Foundation as a cover for tax evasion, hiring her cronies, taking bribes from foreign countries, arming the Muslim Brotherhood and hiring them in the White House, Whitewater, the Watergate Committee, Vince Foster, shady commodities deals, funding of neo-Nazis in the Ukraine, leading to the toppling of the democratically elected president and the biggest crisis that country has had since World War II, turning Libya into chaos, mastermind of the so-called Arab Spring that only brought chaos, death, and misery to the Middle East and North Africa, leaving four Americans to die in Benghazi, encouraging and supporting the murders of Palestinians and the destruction of their homes by Israel, the funding and arming of terrorists in Syria, the destruction and destabilization of Syria, giving the order to U.S. lapdogs in Turkey and Saudi Arabia to give sarin gas to the moderate terrorists in Syria that was used on civilians and blamed on Assad, and on and on and on and on and on, ending with looting the White House furniture and silverware when Bill Clinton left office, which they were eventually forced to return. That's why Hillary Clinton lost. It wasn't the strategy. It wasn't the failure to reach the rural areas. It's the fact that we, the American people, have decided we have had enough of decades of Clinton-Bush corruption. We're done with the narcocracy. It is time for it to go into the dustbin of history. Now, Hillary Clinton is still out there promoting war and how we've got to get tough with all these other countries. We've got to do that. All right, Hillary, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Day-Glo orange jumpsuit. The U.S. public opinion has gone the other way. We're anti-militarist. We're anti-interventionist. We're a war-weary people. We have had almost 15 years of seeing our kids coming back in wheelchairs and cheap metal boxes draped with American flags made in China. And we've had enough. Now, I mentioned this article earlier in the show. This appeared over in Gumshoe News. Why this Earth First social liberal voted for Donald J. Trump. And this is a very good, insightful analysis. Basically saying that the Democratic Party today doesn't really represent the interests or even liberalism. They just adopted the label. And then they go on in to basically say, back in the 1960s, the liberals really were the intellectual elites. But since then, everybody who wants to have the pretense of being an intellectual, they call themselves a liberal. Ding! I'm a liberal. All of a sudden, I'm an intellectual elite. You should do what I tell you because I'm a liberal. Wearing the skin of the leopard, as it were. And we see liberals like the ones that we're dealing with here. I listen to NPR, the liberal radio station, therefore I know everything that's going on. They're narrow-minded, they're uninformed, and arrogant in their ignorance, and that makes them dangerous. Paul Craig Roberts is out there with an article on how Trump's opponents see everyday normal Americans. You, me, Claire, your neighbors, everybody, we're all seen as deplorables. We're seen as inferiors by Hillary and her people because they cling to that liberal label as if it automatically confers a higher social standing, which is why they like to wear that. But the reality is, despite all this propaganda about KKK rallies and all the rest of it, Trump isn't going to do any of the things they're claiming he's going to do. He's got a country to fix. And that's going to be his top priority. Why? Because his entire adult life, he's been a businessman, and he knows what's good for business, what is bad for business, and that's what he's going to be focusing on. Now, we are still seeing out there this idea of President Obama issuing a blanket pardon for Hillary and all of her cronies to end all the investigations. And Hillary supporters are out there saying, oh, yes, the Constitution gives the president the right to pardon people who haven't been charged, haven't been convicted, even if the president doesn't know what they did. Wrong again. Because if you go back to the Constitution, there is a limit on the president's ability to pardon. He cannot pardon an impeachment. And I know all of us here think of impeachment in terms solely of the president himself, but that's not true. Any civil officer can be impeached by the United States Congress, and the president cannot pardon it. The vice president can be impeached. Supreme Court justices can be impeached. There's talk about impeaching Loretta Lynch and James Comey. It's kind of a wasted effort at this point. And the president cannot pardon them. And implicit in that exception is the expectation that the president does know what he's pardoning. There is no such thing as a carte blanche in U.S. government. The president must know what he's pardoning. And that's where the liberal argument about a blanket pardon breaks down. Gerald Ford actually acted unconstitutionally when he wrote the pardon for Richard Nixon and all of his cronies to end our national nightmare. Nobody took it to court. Nobody challenged it because everybody in Washington, D.C. wanted the investigation into Watergate shut down before the links to the Kennedy assassination became public knowledge. Because that would have seriously delegitimized the entire government. Just as today, they want to shut down all the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server and the foundation before the links to the selling of U.S. secrets to foreign governments surface. Because the Clintons did it in 1996, no reason to think they weren't doing it again here. Now, the families of some of the people who died in Benghazi have now filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. President Obama can pardon her for criminal acts that she's been charged and convicted of. He cannot save her from a civil lawsuit. Now, when this whole Benghazi thing was coming on, we had the family members of the victims, like Pat Smith, basically coming on out and saying they were told by Hillary Clinton that this was a terrorist attack, and then Hillary came on out and said, oh, it was all because of that stupid little video. And then when challenged on it, Hillary Clinton basically said all these family members were lying. That's defamation. And so now Pat Smith and Charles Wood have sued Hillary Clinton for defamation, and I'll bet you some of the other family members are going to leap onto that as well. They're suing for defamation, wrongful death, because remember, there were assets ready to move to protect the lives of the people in the consulate. They were not given the go-ahead. They're suing Hillary Clinton for intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress, which is what happens when somebody goes on TV and says, oh, those family members, they're all lying. They're all lying about this. So they've got a pretty good iron-tight case here. And I know the Clintons have got a lot of money, and they'll be able to afford any resulting settlement. Apparently, one of the companies up in Silicon Valley, there was a CEO, threatened Donald Trump. Like I said, felony violation, Title 18. His own employees basically ejected him, said, you are not our CEO anymore. We're not even going to wait for the board of directors. You're gone. A lot of ramifications still coming out from Wanda Sykes, who got up there thinking that because she's a movie star, that, again, liberal, I'm automatically smarter and more intelligent than you are, and you should just shut up and listen to what I have to say, went on a rant against Donald Trump. The audience started booing her, and she stands up there and shouts obscenities at her audience. So much for graciously accepting the results of the election and supporting democracy. And frankly, at this point, I'm going to go out of my way to not watch any movies or TV shows that Wanda Sykes happens to be in. Now, we're hearing more and more all across Europe the so-called Trump effect and how it's striking fear into the hearts of the ruling establishment and the leaders of Austria and Italy, French and Germany are saying, oh, these right-wing populists, will of the people, democracy, we thought we'd gotten rid of that nonsense. The German media is out there saying Trump's election is the end of the world. Direct quote. Actually, it's the end of the New World Order, which is not quite the same thing, but that's why they're getting upset. Trump's clarion call to drain the swamp is ringing alarm bells in London. They don't want their swamps drained. I mean, corruption is all they know how to do. They drain the swamp, they're going to have to find other careers. They don't know how to do anything except be corrupt. We may need to establish a new charity fund to feed the former corrupt politicians because they're incapable of taking care of themselves any other way. Let's grab a real quick phone call. I know the lines are closed, but I'm going to go ahead and take this one. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to affirm your comment about liberals. I mean, they say they're the smartest ones in the bunch, but I've always found that many of the liberals that I've come in contact, even then, my friends that are liberal, that they can't stand up and really debate the issues fact by fact, but they do base much of their argument on emotional issues, and it's all emotional. It's never fact-based. It's all by emotion.
That's how it was sold to them. That's how it was all sold to them. It was the emotional appeal. Oh, Trump had locker room talk in a locker room 12 years ago. Disconnect brain from any other considerations. Thanks for the call, Steve. We're going to let you go. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more news.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery.
But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are closed. We're talking news here. When we run out of news, we'll open the phone lines again. Now, the French foreign minister, and this is another indicator that Frexit is on the horizon. The French foreign minister is now telling the European Union to man up over the fact that Donald Trump won the election. And basically saying that the U.S. is going to be detaching itself from the European Union. And, of course, the European Union has been making huge amounts of money off of the U.S. taxpayer. Almost 3/4 of NATO's budget is covered by you, the taxpayer. And the French foreign minister, Mr. Vedrine, is also saying it's time to scrap the plans for a European Union army. They can't afford it. Its only reason is to be the force to keep nations from leaving the EU, as they would like to do. Now then, down in Syria, the party is on, so to speak. Russia and Syria have kept their promise. They've launched massive attacks at Al-Qaeda all over Syria. Russian air attacks. They're using their new aircraft carrier, their Admiral Grigorovich, and cruise missile attacks. They're using the Onyx in actual combat for the first time, and that is proving to be a very, very capable and accurate missile. And they're going into Aleppo. And all those U.S.-backed terrorists who thought Russia and Syria were bluffing about 24 hours, they're now getting a wake-up call. 500 militants so far have been killed in western Aleppo. And Syria is now coming on out and saying what has been obvious to everybody all along. The U.S. is violating Syria's sovereignty. Every time the U.S. sends any kind of military asset over the border or puts boots on the ground without the permission of the Syrian government, they are violating Syria's sovereignty. It is an act of war. And now they're threatening legal action against states and individuals that they hold responsible for the bloodshed in Syria. More on that a little tiny bit. Here is where you come to understand. And by the way, for those of you listening to this show, you know, who are monitoring me on behalf of some government agency or political individual or George Soros or whatever, you need to pay attention to this story about your loyalty and what it may get you. Because President Obama has just given the Pentagon orders to start assassinating the commanders of the al-Nusra network in Syria. These are the people through whom the U.S. was covertly arming and supplying the terrorists trying to topple Assad. Now they're trying to clean house. They're trying to cover their tracks. So they're mopping them all up here. And I almost am on the verge of feeling sorry for al-Nusra. Because not only are the Russians and Syrians pounding them right now, but their sponsors, the U.S. government, wants their heads on pikes. They're killing all the witnesses to the double dealing that Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were doing in Syria. I think that's the reason they let that consulate in Benghazi burn to the ground, to destroy the paper trail for the illegal gun running, which actually constitutes an act of treason by President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in that they were giving aid and comfort and weapons to the enemy during time of war. And we have had nothing out of the corporate media for years, but how ISIS is our enemy, Al-Qaeda is our enemy, we are in a war on terror. Okay, and then you find out Obama and Hillary were supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That technically meets the definition of treason. I love this little headline over in uawire.org. U.S. Defense Secretary advises Trump against cooperating with Russia in Syria. I think it should actually read, U.S. Defense Secretary begs and pleads with Trump against cooperating with Russia in Syria. And everybody in the U.S. who was part of that military-industrial complex who was looking at, you know, 100 years of war that they called for back there in the Project for the New American Century, it's all coming apart. What we'll really be telling is watching the stocks of the defense contractors. When they start plunging, you know the war is lost. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about what's going on in the various war zones. Labor leader Corbyn is out there basically saying, you know, maybe it is time to start pulling back all these NATO weapons we've been piling up on Russia's border because it's expensive to do. We don't really need a new Cold War. We all know Russia has not been the aggressor these last 15 years, and it's time to pull on back. So Trump's not even in the White House, and look how much good he's already done in terms of pulling the entire world back from the abyss of a new world war. Now, a Russian lawmaker is out there saying that if the U.S. is serious about wanting to deal with the destabilized situation in Ukraine, the first thing they ought to do is sanction George Soros and Petro Poroshenko and a bunch of other U.S. officials who were behind this coup d'etat. It's time to start looking at what's really been going on in these countries, and most people already are. That's why I am expecting that this attempt at a color revolution in this country is going to fall flat on its face. because for a color revolution to work, the general public must believe those causing the violence are somehow working for a better life for them. We already know that's not the case. They're coming across, their public image is coming across as a bunch of sore losers, crybabies. I mean, up in Portland, they're out there causing all that ruckus. Somebody did a survey of all the arrested protesters in Portland, found out most of them hadn't even voted. What does that tell you about what's going on up there? And all we're getting from the White House is, no, you don't understand. We are the good guys, and you are the bad guys. And our entire foreign policy is based on that. Now then, the International Criminal Court is now seriously starting to look at what's been going on in Afghanistan. Apparently, the Trump victory has convinced them that it's going to be actually politically okay to move ahead and start calling a spade a spade. And the ICC has issued a report saying that U.S. armed forces and the CIA may have committed war crimes by torturing detainees in Afghanistan. We know they were torturing them down in Iraq as well. And Fatou Bensouda issued this report from the ICC saying members of the U.S. Armed Forces appear to have subjected at least 61 detained persons to torture, cruel treatment, outrages upon personal dignity in the territory of Afghanistan between the 1st of May 2003 and the 31st of December 2014. The report adds that CIA operatives may have subjected at least 27 detainees in Afghanistan, Poland, Romania, and Lithuania to torture, cruel treatment, outrages upon personal dignity, and or rape. So there is something for all these liberals to go into denial over. The government that they support uses torture. They commit war crimes. That's the reality. They don't want to hear it, but that's the reality. And coupled with that, for those who are willing to say, well, okay, the government need to use torture, they had a really good reason. There's never a reason to use torture. You talk to any intelligence expert, and they will tell you torture does not produce reliable intelligence. What torture gets you is the person being tortured saying whatever they think will stop the pain. If they need a politically expedient confession, that's when the torture comes on out. Remember when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confessed to being the mastermind of 9/11? They only had to waterboard him 170 times to get that. Plus, they had to lock his kids in these dark metal boxes with stinging insects and let them listen to the kids screaming and crying. Now, those of you who are a parent, just think for a moment. You're in a cage, and on the floor in front of the cage, just out of your reach, is a metal box in which your child has been locked with a bunch of stinging, biting, venomous insects. Would you admit to being the mastermind of 9/11 to get that to stop? That's what's going on here. That's what was going on here. That's why we have the ICC. That's why we have laws against torture. Do you know the most successful interrogator in Nazi Germany never committed an act of torture? He used kindness. He gave the prisoners food. He got them permission to actually go on out and walk around the city and look at the German culture and the people and the stores to build sympathy for what the other side looked like. And he got all this information out of captured Allied prisoners of war, and not one of them had so much as a fingernail scratched. When World War II was over, this guy was grabbed up as part of Operation Paperclip and brought to the U.S. to teach our intelligence agencies these more efficient, productive means of getting information from the enemy. Why did they stop using it? Because they didn't need information, they needed confessions. Oh, yes, there are weapons of mass destruction. They were over in Saddam's rec room, his man cave. It's full of weapons of mass destruction. That's what the torture was used for. to get somebody to say something the corporate media could present to you as proof that we were fully justified invading Iraq. That's what it was all for. And I'm glad the ICC is starting to look at war crimes charges. I think it's time for some wanted posters to go on up, for some bounties to be offered. Let's get Dog over here. You know, forget about all these, you know, bail jumpers and pickpockets and everything. Let's go after the war criminals. Dog, the bounty hunter, going after the war criminals. I think it's a good idea. Now, speaking of Ukraine, they're in yet another crisis. And this is a reminder that whenever George Soros and the U.S. come on in and have a color revolution and an overthrow, life for the ordinary people goes down. Because the whole goal of the overthrow is the economic exploitation of the country. Suck out all the wealth, natural resources, manufacturing, technology, and the wealth of the people. And there is now a third Maidan going on. Kiev is in a panic. They're mobilizing the army to use against their own people. And I think at this point it is time to move Ukraine into the failed column of U.S. George Soros interventions into other countries. Now, yesterday we were reporting on the result of some of the presidential elections in other countries in Europe, including Moldova, who elected a president who, like Donald Trump, wants to normalize relations with Russia, and like a switch was thrown, thousands of Moldovans are now in the capital, Chisinau. You know, just protest. We want them out. This smells like another Soros color revolution. We only believe in democracy when you elect the people we want you to elect. If you elect somebody we don't like, well, we're going to smash your country, destroy your standard of living. Down in Israel, a top IDF commander has told Israeli national television that a new Israel-Lebanon war is on the horizon. And this is the interesting quote. This was on Israel's Channel 2. Brigadier General Rassan Alian said, "The war will occur. It won't necessarily begin in Israel. Events on other fronts are liable to spur it." In other words, any conflict anywhere in the Middle East, Israel's going to say, "Oh, we can start another war with Lebanon." They still want that Litani River. Now, on the economic front, we are hearing more and more nations all across Europe saying, you know, it's time to back off all this nonsense about sanctions against Russia. The sanctions have caused tremendous economic harm to the European Union member states. Russia was buying agricultural produce from them, manufactured goods. All the sanctions did was give Russia the impetus to become more self-sufficient, to redevelop their agriculture, to rebuild their factories. They don't need the global trade anymore. The EU nations got hammered between the Russian sanctions, the Iranian sanctions, that botched oil price war, and with Trump's election, everybody is now saying, okay, it's time to let this go. This wasn't working. Trump has the right idea. Peace through commerce. Peace through trade. Now, turning to the immigration front, and I'm still getting all these emails castigating me for some of the cartoons and graphics I make about the illegal immigrant problem, saying if you're opposed to the illegal immigrants, you're being racist, to which I respond, idiot, illegal isn't a race, is it? And they literally have grabbed onto this idea that anybody on planet Earth has a right to go anywhere else on Earth without any restriction. Really? You try that. You know, you want to be fair with the Mexican that want to come to live in this country? We should have an immigration policy that exactly reciprocates that of Mexico itself. You can't walk into Mexico and get free stuff. If you walk into Mexico without the permission of the government of Mexico, you are going to prison. Now, over in Europe, they're really looking at this refugee stuff because apparently over in Germany, there's a big scandal involving a Syrian refugee who has four wives and 22 children now living with him in Germany. and he is just living off the welfare system. They had another one up in Denmark. A Syrian man with only three wives and 20 children is living off the welfare system, paid for by the Danes, just like this other guy in Germany is paid for by the Germans. It's not been a positive experience, and they're still out there saying, oh, it'll all work out. Trust us, we're liberals. We know, we believe it will all work out, and we're all going to clap hands and sit around the campfires and sing Kumbaya. It doesn't work like that. Here in the United States of America, up in Northern Virginia, an illegal immigrant ran a woman off the side of the road, grabbed her, took her into a ditch, and raped her over a two-hour period. So much for open borders. Now, we're seeing all these cities dominated by liberal political ideology saying they're not going to help Trump. They're going to keep their sanctuary city status where our local police will not arrest and deport immigrants. The LAPD chief Charlie Beck said his department is, that's not our job. Well, technically he's right. It's the job of Immigration and Naturalization. But you better not get in their way when they come on in. And I guess the politicians in California are just as dependent on the illegal immigrant vote as Hillary was. Same thing for Chicago, same thing for Boston. Already everybody's out there saying, oh, you know, Trump can't build the wall. It turns out, going back to the George W. Bush administration, there actually was a budget set aside to build a wall along the border with Mexico. I still like my idea of putting crocodiles in the Rio Grande here. And it can be a fence, and you don't really need a fence and a wall. You just grab them as they come across, and you fling them back over. So I have an idea. We need to get all those guys who are building those pumpkin chunking machines, the trebuchets, the catapults, the air cannons, I love the air cannons, the torsion machines, the centrifugal machines, put them down there along Texas, Arizona, and let them enforce that border. And grant the prize to the longest distance and the highest bounce of an illegal immigrant being sent back across that border. The TV rights alone would pay for it all. Wouldn't cost the taxpayers a single dime for any of that. We'll have to rename it. I couldn't find any way to get illegal immigrant to rhyme with chunkin', but we'll come up with a name. And you're welcome to send in your suggestions here. But on a more serious note, you need to remember, President Dwight D. Eisenhower absolutely stopped all illegal immigration coming in from Mexico with his Operation Wetback, with only 10% of the resources that Obama has. And you can stop the illegal immigrants. Stop giving them free stuff. Stop giving them a reason to come up here. And just say, if you're an illegal immigrant, you're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to apply for welfare. You're not allowed to have a driver's license. You're certainly not allowed to vote. And I do think this idea of an anchor baby has to be looked at very carefully. Because I don't think any other country has a law in which you can sneak into a country illegally, pop out a child, and then be allowed to stay. I think the United States may be the only one. It's certainly not the norm. And if you create a loophole like that, it's going to be used. Women are going to get dragged up here and made pregnant immediately in order to cement their position in our culture. And again, I want to be very clear here. I don't have a problem with anybody who wants to come to this country who comes in through that legal process so that we as a country can screen out the MS-13 gang members. We can screen out the rapists. We can screen out the crazies, the people with the criminal records. We can screen out the ones who are carrying highly contagious infectious diseases. And I'm going to close this segment by one more time reading you that wonderful quote from Theodore Roosevelt. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is loyalty to the American people. Theodore Roosevelt, 1907. I cannot find fault with a single word of any of that. If you come to this country legally, you are welcome. I hope we are not a disappointment. If you think you have a right to come here illegally, you're in for a major disappointment. Let's get those trebuchets fired up, boys. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Here in Aloha America, welcome back to the show here, and a listener has corrected me. Apparently Canada also has the anchor baby tradition, although it is currently under a tremendous amount of criticism because of what is being called birth tourism by the Chinese. So I think it's time for a rethink on that. you know, that somebody will sneak into a country, have a kid, and then, oh, I get to stay. Now then, getting on back to war crimes and so forth, the United Nations has now denounced the inhuman treatment of the Native American pipeline protesters, both how they're being attacked, tear gassed, tased, rubber bullets, for expressing their opinion, which should be protected under the First Amendment, and apparently the conditions under which the arrested protesters are being kept are seen as substandard by the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Freedom of Association and Peaceful Assembly. So now the UN is getting in on the case. All right, we're going to take one phone call, then we are going to close the phone lines again. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Where do I need to start off?
Well, I can't tell you. You're the one who dialed into the show.
Yeah, because you are talking about, I want to say, the indigenous people with their graveyards. Well, you can do not such a thing. But yeah, okay. What I want to talk about Donald Trump, you know?
Okay.
I want just to say, not congratulations. We need to wait. We need to wait and see, because the inauguration is at January 20, I think, next year, the 2017. Okay. Then there will be 100 days, and then we can check him out. What we now see from the mainstream, the mainstream media, the prostitutes, we can now learn exactly what they are trying to put in our minds at that time, before the 20th, I must say,
Of January.
Our
next threshold now is December 19th. Okay, it's December 19th because of the Electoral College. We're almost at the end of the segment, and I'm sorry to cut you off here. For me,
bye-bye.
You know, the end of the the end of the Clinton-Bush narcocracy is a victory that we can and should be congratulated on right now. We know they're trying to find some way to fight back. I don't think they can succeed. All they can do is cause a lot of damage and hurt a lot of people in the process, which is business as usual for them. As far as Donald Trump, at this point, Donald Trump at his worst is still better than Hillary Clinton at her best, in my opinion. And so I'm sure we're all going to be disappointed by Donald Trump. He's constrained by economic realities, and he's surrounded by people who want things to go on the way they always did before. But I think in the long run, he's going to prove to be one of the United States' best presidents in the spirit of a Harry S. Truman. We're going to be right back after station identification.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.